The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired, and it will be available in podcast after the broadcast. This is Kurt Benroot for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Welcome to Movie and Theater Previews, your source of information about plays that are produced locally with an audio-described performance and movies that are available with audio description. We'll begin with a quick overview. More details about the most immediate offerings will follow later in the show. The upcoming plays, the first one is in Greensboro. It's Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream at the Triad Stage. That's on Saturday, November 17th at 2 p.m. Next is Jersey Boys at North Carolina Theater in Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium on Saturday, November 17th. Then in Chapel Hill is She Loves Me at Playmakers on Tuesday, November 20th, 7:30 p.m. Burning Coal has The Weir at their Murphy School Auditorium on Sunday, December 2nd at 2 p.m. Carrie Players has A 1940s Radio Christmas Carol in Carrie at the Carrie Arts Center on Sunday, December 2nd, 3 p.m. Raleigh Little Theater has Cinderella on December 9th at 5 p.m. That's also a Sunday. In Winston-Salem, the Haynes Brands Theater has A Christmas Carol on Saturday, December 15th at 2 p.m. And back in Raleigh, at NC State University's Titmus Theater, Justice Theater Project has Black Nativity on December 16th at 3 p.m. Moving over to movies, the following theaters show movies with audio description. There's the North Hills Stadium 14 at 4150 Main at North Hills Street in Raleigh. There's the Briar Creek Stadium 14 at 8611 Briar Creek Parkway in Raleigh. In Chapel Hill, there's the Timberline 6 at 120 Banks Drive in Chapel Hill. In Cary, the Crossroads Stadium 20 and IMAX at 501 Cataboo Avenue in Cary. In Apex, the Beaver Creek Stadium 12 at 1441 Beaver Creek Commons Drive in Apex. Garner has the White Oak Stadium 14 at 1205 Timber Drive East in Garner. And Regal Theaters has a telephone system for getting up-to-date information about movies. It's one number that you call, and it is 844-462-7342. That's 844-462-7342. Follow the menu prompts, and you'll discover what showtimes the movies that you're looking for are playing. And speaking of the movies that we're looking for, let's get a current list of them here. A Star Is Born, rated R, plays at all six of these theaters. Beautiful Boy, rated R, plays at the Crossroads in Cary and the Briar Creek in Raleigh. Bad Hi Ho, it's not rated, it plays only at the Crossroads in Cary. Bohemian Rhapsody, rated PG-13, plays at all six of the theaters. Can You Ever Forgive Me, rated R, plays at the Crossroads in Cary. Dr. Seuss The Grinch, rated PG, plays at all six theaters. Fantastic Beasts, let me try to get the full name here. The Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald, rated PG-13, plays at all six theaters. First Man, rated PG-13, still playing at the Crossroads in Cary. Goosebumps 2, Haunted Halloween plays at the White Oak in Garner. It's rated PG-13. Halloween 2018, rated R, plays at all six of these theaters. Next, we've got Night School, rated PG-13, plays at the North Hills in Raleigh and the White Oak in Garner. Nobody's Fool, rated R, plays at the Crossroads in Cary, the Briar Creek and North Hills in Raleigh. Beaver Creek in Apex, the North Hills and Briar Creek in Raleigh, and the White Oak in Garner. Overlord, rated R, plays at all six of these theaters. Smallfoot, rated PG-13, is still playing only at the Beaver Creek in Apex. Suspiria, rated R, plays at the Crossroads in Cary. The Girl in the Spider's Web, rated R, plays at the Crossroads in Cary. Plays at all six of those theaters. The Hate U Give, rated PG-13, plays at Beaver Creek, North Hills, and Briar Creek. The House with a Clock in Its Walls plays at the Beaver Creek in Apex. The Nutcracker and the Four Realms plays at all six of these theaters. Venom, rated PG-13, plays at Crossroads in Cary, North Hills and Briar Creek in Raleigh, and White Oak in Garner. Viper Club, still rated R, still plays at the Crossroads in Cary. And What They Had, rated R, also still plays at the Crossroads in Cary. Okay, and now a little bit of information about each of these movies. Dr. Seuss, The Grinch, once again rated PG-13, runs an hour and 30 minutes. Academy Award nominee Benedict Cumberbatch lends his voice to the infamous Grinch, who lives a solitary life inside a cave on Mount Crumpet with only his loyal dog Max for company. With a cave rigged with inventions and contraptions for his day-to-day needs, the Grinch only sees his neighbors in Whoville when he runs out of food. Each year at Christmas, they disrupt his tranquil solitude with their increasingly bigger, brighter, and louder celebrations. When the Whos declare they are going to make Christmas three times bigger this year, the Grinch realizes there is only one way for him to gain some peace and quiet. He must steal Christmas. To do so, he decides he will pose as Santa Claus on Christmas Eve, even going so far as to trap a lackadaisical misfit reindeer to pull his sleigh. This is an animated comedy family movie. Next is Overlord, and these, incidentally, are ones that are just recently opening. Overlord is rated R for strong, bloody violence, disturbing images, language, and brief sexual content. It runs an hour and 50 minutes. And we have, with only hours until D-Day, a team of American paratroopers drop into Nazi-occupied France to carry out a mission that's crucial to the invasion's success. Tasked with destroying a radio transmitter atop a fortified church, the desperate soldiers join forces with a young French villager to penetrate the walls and take down the tower. But in a mysterious Nazi lab beneath the church, the outnumbered GIs come face to face with enemies unlike any the world has ever seen. And this is of the horror, action, adventure, and war genre. The Girl in the Spider's Web, rated R for violence, language, and some sexual content and nudity, runs 1 hour and 52 minutes. Lisbeth Salander, the cult figure and title of the acclaimed Millennium book series, created Stieg Larsson, will return to the screen in The Girl with the Spider's Web, a first-time adaptation of the recent global bestseller And Golden Globe winner Claire Foy, the star of The Crown, will play the outcast vigilante defender under the direction of Feed Alvarez, the director of 2016's breakout thriller Don't Breathe. The screenplay is an adaptation by Stephen Knight and Feed Alvarez and Jay Basu, and this is a drama and suspense thriller. Other current movies include A Star is Born, rated R for substance abuse, some sexuality, nudity, and language throughout, runs 2 hours and 15 minutes. In this new take on the tragic love story, Bradley Cooper plays a seasoned musician, Jackson Maine, who discovers and falls in love with struggling artist Allie, played by Lady Gaga. She has just given up on her dream to make it big as a singer until Jackson coaches her into the spotlight. But even as Allie's career takes off, the personal side of their relationship is breaking down as Jack fights an ongoing battle with his own internal demons. This is drama and a music performing arts genre. Beautiful Boy is rated R for drug content throughout, language, and brief sexual material. It runs 2 hours. Based on the memoirs Beautiful Boy, A Father's Journey Through His Son's Addiction by David Sheff and Tweak, Growing Up on Methamphetamines by Nick Sheff, it stars Steve Carell, Timothée Chalamet, Maura Tierney, and Amy Ryan. Beautiful Boy chronicles the heartbreaking and inspiring experience of survival, relapse, and recovery in a family coping with addiction over many years. And the genre is drama. Bigger, rated PG-13 for thematic elements, language, some suggestive content, and brief violence, runs 1 hour and 47 minutes. The fathers of the fitness industry, Joe and Ben Wider, battle anti-Semitism, conventional wisdom, and extreme poverty to launch the fitness industry as we know it. Along the way, they champion women's rights, sexual freedom, fight discrimination in all forms, and discover a guy named Arnold Schwarzenegger. Against all odds, they launch the gym movement, and they create an empire. And this is a drama. Bohemian Rhapsody is rated PG-13 for language, drug content, suggestive material, and thematic elements. It's 2 hours and 15 minutes. Bohemian Rhapsody is a foot-stomping celebration of Queen, their music, and their extraordinary lead singer, Freddie Mercury. Singer Freddie Mercury, guitarist Brian May, drummer Roger Taylor, and bass guitarist John Deacon take the music world by storm when they form the rock and roll band Queen in 1970. Surrounded by darker influences, Mercury decides to leave Queen years later to pursue a solo career. Diagnosed with AIDS in the 1980s, the flamboyant frontman reunites with the group for the benefit concert Live Aid, leading the band in one of the greatest performances in rock history. And this is a drama and also a musical. Can You Ever Forgive Me? Is rated R for some sexual references, language, and brief drug use. Runtime is an hour and 46 minutes. The true story of best-selling celebrity biographer and friend to cats, Lee Israel, played by Melissa McCarthy, who made her living in the 1970s and 80s, profiling the likes of Katharine Hepburn, Tallulah Bankhead, Estee Lauder, and journalist Dorothy Kilgallen. When Lee is no longer able to get published because she has fallen out of step with current tastes, she turns her art form to deception, abetted by her loyal friend Jack. This is a comedy and also a drama. Disney's Christopher Robin rated PG, runs an hour and 44 minutes. Christopher Robin, now a family man, is living in London, receives a surprise visit from his old childhood pal Winnie the Pooh. With Christopher's help, Pooh embarks on a journey to find his friends Tigger, Eeyore, Owl, Piglet, Rabbit, Kanga, and Roo. Once reunited, the lovable bear and the gang travel to the big city to help Christopher rediscover the joy of life. And the genre here is children's fantasy comedy. And the, Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald, rated PG-13 for sequences of fantasy action, runs 2 hours and 14 minutes. In an effort to thwart Grindelwald's plans of raising pure-blood wizards to rule over all non-magical beings, Albus Dumbledore enlists his former student Newt Scamander, who agrees to help, unaware of the dangers that lie ahead. Lines are drawn as love and loyalty are tested, even among the truest friends and family in an increasingly divided world. And this is a sci-fi fantasy action adventure. First Man, rated PG-13 for peril, brief strong language and some thematic content, runs 2 hours and 18 minutes. On the heels of their six-time Academy Award-winning smash, La La Land, Oscar-winning director Damien Chazelle and star Ryan Gosling re-team for Universal Pictures' First Man, the riveting story of NASA's mission to land a man on the moon, focusing on Neil Armstrong and the years 1961 to 1969. A visceral, first-person account based on the book by James R. Hansen, the movie will explore the sacrifices and the cost on Armstrong and on the nation of one of the most dangerous missions in history. This is a drama. Goosebumps 2, Haunted Halloween, rated PG, runs an hour and 30 minutes. While collecting junk one day, best friends Sonny and Sam meet Slappy, a mischievous talking dummy from an unpublished Goosebumps book by R.L. Stein. Hoping to start his own family, Slappy kidnaps Sonny's mother and brings all of his ghoulish friends back to life, just in time for Halloween. As the sleepy town becomes overrun with monsters, witches, and other mysterious creatures, Sonny joins forces with his sister, Sam, and a kindly neighbor to save Sonny's mom and foil Slappy's plan. This is a comedy action adventure. Halloween 2018, rated R, for horror, violence, and bloody images, language, drug use, and nudity, runs an hour and 46 minutes. Laurie Strode, played by Jamie Lee Curtis, comes to her final confrontation with Michael Myers, the masked figure who has haunted her since she narrowly escaped his killing spree on Halloween night 4 decades ago. This is a horror suspense thriller. Night School, rated PG-13 for some drug references, language, crude and sexual content, and violence, runs an hour and 51 minutes. Teddy Walker, played by Kevin Hart, is a successful salesman whose life takes an unexpected turn when he accidentally blows up his place of employment. Forced to attend night school to get his GED, Teddy soon finds himself dealing with a group of misfit students, his former high school nemesis and a feisty teacher, played by Tiffany Haddish, who doesn't think he's too bright. And this is a comedy. Nobody's Fool is rated R for sexual content and language throughout, and for drug material. It runs an hour and 47 minutes. Trying to get back on her feet, wild child Tanya, played by Tiffany Haddish, looks to her buttoned-up, by-the-book sister Danica, played by Tika Sumpter, to help her get back on track. As these polar opposites collide with hilarious and sometimes disastrous results, Tanya discovers that Danica's picture-perfect life including her mysterious boyfriend, may not be what it seems. This is a comedy. Smallfoot is rated PG. It runs an hour and 38 minutes. A Yeti named Migo, voiced by Channing Tatum, stirs up his community when he discovers something that he didn't know existed. A human. And this is an animated movie. Suspiria is rated R for disturbing content involving ritualistic violence, bloody images, and graphic nudity, and for some language including sexual references. It runs an hour and 39 minutes. A darkness swirls at the center of a world-renowned dance company, one that will engulf the troupe's artistic director, Swinton, an ambitious young dancer, Johnson, and a grieving psychotherapist, Ebersdorf. Some will succumb to the nightmare, others will finally wake up, and this is a horror suspense thriller. The Hate U Give, rated PG-13 for mature thematic elements, language, drug material, and some violent content, runs 2 hours and 13 minutes. Star Carter is constantly switching between two worlds, the poor, mostly black neighborhood where he lives, and the wealthy, mostly white prep school that she attends. The uneasy balance between these worlds is soon shattered when she witnesses the fatal shooting of her childhood best friend at the hands of a police officer. Facing pressure from all sides of the community, Star must find her voice and decide to stand up for what's right. This is a drama. The House with a Clock in Its Walls is rated PG-13. It runs 1 hour and 45 minutes. 10-year-old Lewis goes to live with his uncle in a creaky old house that contains a mysterious tick-tock noise. When Lewis accidentally awakens the dead, the town's sleepy facade magically springs to life with a secret world of witches and warlocks. And this is a comedy action adventure. The Nutcracker and the Four Realms is rated PG, runs 1 hour and 39 minutes. All Clara, Mackenzie Foy, wants is a key, a one-of-a-kind key that will unlock a box that holds a priceless gift from her late mother. A golden thread presented to her at Godfather Drosselmeyer's, played by Morgan Freeman, his annual holiday party, leads to the coveted key, which promptly disappears into a strange and mysterious parallel world. It's there that Clara encounters a soldier named Philip, played by Jaden Fawara Knight, a gang of mice, and the regents who preside over three realms, Land of Snowflakes, Land of Flowers, and Land of Sweets. Clara and Philip must brave the ominous fourth realm, home to the tyrant mother Ginger, played by Helen Mirren, to retrieve Clara's key and hopefully return harmony to the unstable world. This is a Disney movie. It's a fantasy action adventure. Venom, rated PG-13 for intense sci-fi violence, language, and action, runs an hour and 52 minutes. Venom is a 2018 American superhero film based on the Marvel Comics characters of the same name. Journalist Eddie Brock is trying to take down Carlton Drake, the notorious and brilliant founder of the Life Foundation. While investigating one of Drake's experiments, Eddie's body merges with the alien Venom, leaving him with superhuman strength and power. Twisted, dark, and fueled with rage, Venom tries to control the new and dangerous abilities that Eddie finds so intoxicating. And this is a horror action adventure. Viper Club, rated R for language and some disturbing images, runs an hour and 49 minutes. An emergency room nurse, played by Susan Sarandon, struggles to free her grown son, a journalist, from capture by a terrorist group. After running into roadblocks with agencies, she discovers a clandestine community of journalists and advocates who might be able to help her. This is a drama, suspense, thriller. What They Had is rated R for a brief sexual reference and language. Runs 1 hour and 40 minutes. From first-time writer-director Elizabeth Chomko, What They Had centers on a family in crisis. Bridget, played by Hilary Swank, returns home to Chicago at her brother's urging, and that his brother is Michael Shannon, to deal with her ailing mother, who is played by Blythe Danner, and her father's reluctance to let go of their life altogether. Robert Forster plays the father, and this is a drama. And Wildlife is rated PG-13 for thematic material, including a sexual situation, brief, strong language, and smoking. It runs an hour and 43 minutes. 14-year-old Joe is the only child of Jeanette and Jerry, a housewife and golf pro in a small town in 1960s Montana. Nearby, an uncontrolled forest fire rages close to the Canadian border, and when Jerry loses his job and his sense of purpose, he decides to join the cause of fighting the fire, leaving his wife and son to fend for themselves. Suddenly forced into the role of an adult, Joe witnesses his mother's struggle as she tries to keep her head above water. Based on the novel of the same name by Richard Ford, which was published in 1990. Well, that was a bunch of movies, and it's just about taken up all of our time. A quick look at some of the plays. A Midsummer Night's Dream at the Triad Stage in Greensboro. Once again, it plays Saturday, November 17th at 2 p.m. This is William Shakespeare's play, adapted by Preston Lane. Fall in Love All Over Again, But Watch Your Step. Deep in a wondrous forest, mixed up humans and mischievous creatures turn the world upside down. Let your heart delight in this magical romance. The artistic director tells us, Midsummer is far more than a simple love story. In the forest where love comes undone, lurks a magical world that is both delightful and dark. Like all great comedies, Shakespeare's play reminds us that truth is at the heart of all laughter, and the everyday is never far away from the magical. So meet me by moonlight and see what fools we mortals be. Tickets run as low as $10 and as high as $55. And then Jersey Boys at North Carolina Theater on Saturday, November 17th at 2 p.m. is just four guys from Jersey until they sang their first note. They had a sound nobody had ever heard. And this kind of brings us to where we're having to finish up. That's all the time we've got for movie reviews and theater previews. I'm Kurt Benrud for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Hope you've gotten some useful information here, and maybe we'll bump into each other at the play or at the movies.